We're back on the air. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're always sharing the success of entrepreneurship worldwide. And I think our next interview is going to be an example of that. But before we get to our next interview, I want to thank our hosts all week this week, the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers, and specifically Mark Furman, who's been my co-host. Thank you, Mark.
Great to be with you, Jeffrey.
Great, Mark. Been a great time. And our next guest, met recently, an exciting business person, a very interesting business model, Alexandra Sahaus of Excelia Partners.
Absolutely.
Great. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the firm and what makes it unique? Because okay. I thought it was unique when I met you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. So the company called Excelia Partners is a company that was created 25 years ago by a lady called Mary Landell. And her idea was to help European firms move to the US and be completely supported in terms of back office, in terms of compliance with local regulations, so that they could really focus, set up a subsidiary and really focus on growing their business without having to bother about, you know, being compliant about their accounting, their HR. And she grew the company first, starting with mainly French companies, because she is French, as you can tell, I'm right. French too. So she grew the company from zero customers to now like over 200 customers, mainly from Europe and 70% French and the rest being from the rest of Europe. And so what we do is we provide all the back office service to these European-based companies so that when they move to the US, we incorporate the subsidiaries, we help them hire people, we set up benefits, we do their accounting, their HR, their taxes, their intercompany agreements, all these which will protect them and make them like successful in the US, because they won't have to bother about you know, the support things, and they will really focus on developing their business. I joined the company 5 years ago, before I was working in Paris. I'm a French CPA. I worked 15 years for KPMG, then 2 years for Alcan Rio Tinto. And then like 9 years ago, the family decided to move to the US to live a new challenge for all of us. So I moved here. I went to MIT, to Sloan to do an MBA. And understand the American rules, try to find my new career path. And after graduating, that's where I decided that I couldn't work for big, big organizations anymore. I wanted really to make a difference, add value to entrepreneurs, to really create something for them, which I wouldn't say that you can do that in a big organizations, but there's too much structures and procedures to be able to really make a big difference. So I met that lady, Mary Landell, and I thought that her business model was incredible, like really helping these European firms grow here, be a partner with them, and make a difference for these entrepreneurs and assist them in their growth in the US. So when I joined her as COO, I started like taking the operations progressively, and over time I acquired progressively shares in the company. I completed the full takeover in December of 2015, and as of January, so I'm the single owner of the company, still working with Mary Landell, who is like supporting me as a mentor, assisting me with business development in Europe. And now I'm running a team of like around 30 people, which are made of accountants, HR people, paralegal, administrative people from all over the world, because I think that what brings value to my customer is these multicultural teams. So my people, I have a few Americans, but not so many. I have people from France, of course, but also from Eastern Europe, from South America. So it's a big mix of culture and a big mix of knowledge that I like to share internally and also with my clients.
Sounds amazing. How your typical client would be what size company?
Typical client in the US would be like a startup beginning with 1, 2, 3, 10 people. But then the parent companies are bigger because they usually have reached a certain point where they are mature and able to move to the US market. Because as you know, when you move to the US market, you need to have the money, have the right product. So you need to be ready. So these parent companies are usually much bigger, can be like 50, 100 people, even more. But they are mature, they have a good technology, and they are ready to set up a business here and succeed in the U.S. So
they're privately owned companies?
Usually they are. Some are public or have a part of their shareholding, which is on the European stock market. And some move here to potentially do an IPO on the U.S. stock market also, to find funding, to find investors in their companies here. And that's where we come into play. We introduce them to local people here so that they can find partners. Because, of course, on one hand, we do the back office, the support things, but we are also like introducing them to our big network here, so that on the other hand, they can also expand and find the right people to work with.
Are there any particular industries you focus on?
Yes, we are mainly in innovation, so which means high-tech companies, biotech, life science, a bunch of software companies are working
with
us.
The current trends.
Yes, absolutely. And also it's linked to the ecosystem here in Boston, because here it's like right. A kind of small Silicon Valley too, where right. You have a lot of innovation made here. So our clients are typically in that sector, but we don't only cover Massachusetts and New England. We have clients all over the U.S., a lot on the East Coast, and also some on the Silicon Valley.
You know, when I met you, I felt this way, and you know, I've consulted many times over the years, and almost consistently over the last 25 years to accounting firms. And I look at your model, and it is infinitely logical, but not something I've seen before. Why? You must have your own opinion since you're living in it.
It's because our mindset is really to be like part of our client's team, and we provide a kind of one-stop shopping, and we are a true partner of them. Like for me, each client is not a client, it's a partner, and I work with him to help him grow.
Right.
So my point is I'm very much involved in their both daily activities, but also in their strategic thinking. And I feel like I'm part of their team, and it's a little bit of me, which is also in their company. And I try to also share that type of thinking with my team, because my team is very much also involved, because they are running their daily operations. And in their mind, they are part of the company they are working for, you know. So we are not just subcontractors or external consultants. We are really part of the kind of entrepreneur
team. Almost like in the company.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're doing HR, if you're doing payroll services for people, then you're really getting into the mechanics mm-hmm. of the day-to-day, you know, functioning of a business.
Yep.
And then you're able to, as they grow, bring much more sophisticated financial services, because you're used to working in international companies.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I can see it's not just a holistic approach. It's really you're willing to roll up your sleeves and do the little things and the big things.
Absolutely.
So it works vertically too, from small to big, and that's unusual as well.
It's also because I come from bigger firms where I've also worked, you know, for public companies, and I'm very structured. But you know, I'm ready, as you said, to roll my sleeves and then work and do coffee, as well as do a big business plan over 5 years for these companies. So I've seen everything. I've seen many, many companies, many sectors, and that's where I can adapt my offering, my approach to each type of client, and customize the service we render depending on what stage of their expansion they are.
You know, one of the biggest issues I found in consulting to professional service firms has been this sort of cross-training and sharing of information and working together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
That must be an important part of your role within your organization in terms of delivery of quality service, getting one group that does one thing to work well with other groups and understand how to cross mm-hmm. I guess they call it cross-selling. Is that a big part of what you do?
It's a big part, and typically the way we work with our clients, we have like an account supervisor, somebody with their key contact within my team, typically the accounting manager. But this person will be like the centerpiece and will then dispatch, within my team, the different requests but centralize everything so that my clients have only one single person and they feel like all the information is shared and communicated in the right way within my team and within their team, usually in Europe or in the US.
Interesting. So give us a sense. You bought this company for a reason. What's the vision? Where are you going with this?
My vision is really to continue develop that model. Currently, as I said, I'm serving mainly European firms and French firms. I really want to expand that offer to, I would say, non-US companies, non-US parent companies, so that they can benefit from our knowledge of the US market and US regulations, but with our international perspective, because when we moved here, we were all foreigners and we had to learn. So we are able to really to explain to foreigners how the US market works, but with our foreigners' eyes. So it's a way to approach the business by advising them how to not make mistakes and come here in the US thinking that they know everything and that business works here just as it works in their home countries, which is completely false.
Well, timing is everything, and Boston's become an international city over the last 20 years, and I think more it has become a preferred destination in North America for international business. So hopefully you're on the right side of the curve.
I hope so.
If somebody wants to find you and the organization, how would they find you?
They would find us by going to our website. Mm-hmm. It's axeliapartners.com, A-X-E-L-I-A partners.com. Right. Otherwise, they can also contact me by emailing me, which is asuhas@axeliapartners.com, or even call our company in the U.S., which is 617-576-2005.
And for our listeners, Alexandra will be coming back. We are going to track her over time and try to get a sense of how the firm's natural offering is growing, because it is a sort of natural offering to the marketplace and kind of unique. And I knew Mark would like the story as well. I talked to him about it before you came.
Great story.
Thank you.
Thank
you
both. Exciting model.
Right. And your accent is much better than Mark's Newton accent.
Oh, my way.
You never hear people around the world saying, wow, that accent, you must be from Newton, Mass.
Yeah. But what? I tried to hide my accent and improve it over time, but I realized that it's also part of my business success sound different, and I cannot change it. So I'm gonna keep my French accent.
French accent's the best in the world.
Forever.
Look, I've tried to lose my English Quebec accent when I first came here. There were certain towns that are pronounced and things that are pronounced only a certain way in New England, and I wanted to sort of blend in. Alex was born in Russia, and we've talked about accents with Alex as well. So.
Yeah.
It's great having you on, and I want to thank our friends again at Tarla Breed Hart & Rogers for hosting us today.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break. We're going to return after these messages to Radio Entrepreneurs.